Hello.
Hello, is this
Hello.
Mr. Miss Frazier?
Yep. Yes, this is.
Hey, Miss Frazier, this is Zach. You had filled out a form or spoke to one of my associates about your property on Victoria Drive.
Yes. He says I will hear from you tomorrow. Is this James? Are you James' associate, the investor he was speaking of? Okay. It was just unexpected is all.
Oh, isn't that a good time?
It's fine. I can make time.
Okay. Yeah, I apologize. Maybe we miscommunicated that. I thought he
Yeah,
said that you.
he stated tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I'm familiar with the property. I have other ones, right around the corner. And tell me, if you don't mind, what's got you interested in selling?
I'll be moving out of state, and I have been contemplating. I've been prompted and led to move out of state several times, and I'm being obedient this time around. So, it just I hadn't even put it back out there. So the fact that your associate called today was in alignment. It just to me that was my answer. I have been seeking when I should, whether or not I should go ahead and sell. And take the
Sure.
leap of faith and leave Virginia because I'm really in love with Virginia. So it was really a push and pull for me to try to figure out if I was going to move out of state.
Okay. No, see this. Are you in foreclosure?
I mean, if you're speaking of the subdivision, this is Blake Landor.
Oh, no, I'm familiar with subdivision.
I'm referring to your question.
I apologize. Maybe the property next door was in foreclosure. Meaning it's but behind on payments.
No, I had paid off all of that out of foreclosure, so.
Okay, gotcha. And okay, so you're not in foreclosure. You're moving out of state. Do you know where you're going?
I'm not sure why any of that would be necessary for you to decide whether or not you were interested in purchasing my property
Well, I guess
because there's you're not the only offer of us, obviously. So I mean, it just so happened that you called, so.
the reason I ask is, I'm just trying to kind of get a gauge, because I do have, property around the corner. I'm just trying to get an idea of realistic timeline of, if we were to do something, if you already have that set up and,
I'd
is
be
it
looking for
something?
30 to 60 days so that I could make sure that it was a smooth transition. So anywhere from, for me, I would prefer 45 to 60 days in that range. But I know I do understand if it need be, if 35 days or so was needed
Sure.
for me to be out of the property.
Okay.
But as far as like selling and it's not in foreclosure. I have had other people in the past reach out to me via email, but no one had called. And most of the time, I don't even answer my phone if I don't recognize the number. So I felt, as I spoke to your associate James, I felt a strong prompting to answer the phone. So.
Okay, good. Well, we're definitely interested in it, and if we can make sense of it, we'll do our best to, let's just call it 60 days, and that way you're comfortable, and that gives, me plenty of time to kind of wrap my head around the thing. And the reason I ask if you have the other place already is just because we want to make it a smooth transition if we're gonna purchase. We don't want you to feel rushed or anything.
I appreciate that, but I will never put myself in that position either, so. But I
Okay.
appreciate that so much.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me ask you this. Have you thought about what you wanted for the property? I mean, you haven't asked, what, a couple of years? When I say I'm familiar with the neighborhood,
Three.
I'm
It's been
okay.
3 years. And yeah, I'm approaching fastly approaching 3 years. So for me, the whole thing is that it's beneficial for both parties. So I understand, because I have been in foreclosure and it is, per se, you seeing it as an opportunity to make a profit, but it's not foreclosure. I'm not gonna, say what ending my payments are in because I feel like that's irrelevant. I do feel like if we made, the offer that you gave, if it was beneficial for both of us, then we'd be closing out any particulars, details, or whatever that we need to move forward. But it needs to be beneficial for both of us.
Okay.
I'm not desperate. So I just
Sure.
want to make sure that you are aware of that.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. Hey, any information that you can give me on the property, it's always beneficial. So.
Yeah. Well, it's like I stated, it's listed as 4 bedrooms, but technically it's 5 because the bedroom in the basement has a closet and a window. So in order for it to be deemed as a bedroom, it must have a closet and a window, and that room does have a closet and a window. So it's instead of 4 bedrooms, it's 5. They had it listed as 4 bedrooms in some websites, and some websites it was listed 5. So I wanted to make sure you were clear on that. And then I did landscaping on the front of the home to give it more curb appeal. And I planted grass seed and everything because it had gotten pretty barren. So I planned on remodeling the backyard, but now that all this happened, I didn't get a chance to do that. And there's no major issues with the home. I had to deal with major things as soon as I got the property. So that was unfortunate for me, but a blessing for someone else because I had to fix that on my end. So, but other than that, everything is minor. So, like any dings, things of that nature. Fresh coat of paint, which is nothing like, filthy or anything like that, because I've never, ever kept my home in that manner. So I think
Okay.
most homes may get a little cluttered here and there, but there's no major repairs that the home needs.
Okay. And I mean, have you thought about what you were looking to get for it?
Well, in the area, I know that homes with less square footage and less bedrooms sell upwards to a 400 grand and some over. So I would be looking for something that's reasonable within the standard. So I wouldn't be taking some huge chunk off the standard rate, that's for sure.
And you said that you're going out of state. You're not from Virginia?
Originally, no. I've lived in Virginia 20 plus years at this point, but I'm Midwest.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. And what's going to be, let's see, is there, who is Robert? Was he your father? Is he your partner? Is he?
That's my son. I listed him
Oh.
on the home to help his credit. So yeah, so he's only on there by name only, but that's my son.
Okay. Gotcha. Understood. Okay. So you're looking really to bring that retail value. I mean, let me ask you this, have you done any improvements to the property?
I stayed with the improvements I made. I upgraded some of the appliances, and so all of the appliances are practically new. And then the washer and dryer, I had an issue with that, with plumbing and everything. I had to fix all of that. And I, even after paying for an inspection, a thorough inspection, I paid extra to have extra things looked over, and they still missed that. So I was highly upset about that, because this was 8 days after I had to taken possession of the property. So I had to get all of that fixed. And so I had to have, you know, my ceiling in the kitchen torn down and have all that stuff repaired and everything. So I've taken, you know, really good care of the property. So, and like I stated, I did landscaping on the outside to increase the curb appeal. So where there's cement borders and everything all around the home, and stuff with the stones where that yep. wasn't previously there. So right now I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do. I have a home gym that I have created. So I have like a ton of workout equipment, high-end equipment. So I'm trying to figure out what I want to do with that and things and logistics now that I really know that I am going to sell. So
sure.
If depending on if we come to an understanding, like I said, that is beneficial for both of us. I don't want to be raked over the coals, and you, of course, you're in the business of making money. So if anything, I'm a businesswoman. I understand
sure.
business.
At the end of the day,
I'm
just
management for 20 plus years. So sure. I just don't want us to have to go around, you know, the mulberry bush. I mean, we both understand what's going on, and I wouldn't be dishonest, because once we, you know, decided on everything, you can come and view the property and all that type of stuff. We set a date on all of that and plan that out so that you can, you know, make sure and assure. But I have no reason to lie. I'll never be dishonest. I have a high belief system on integrity, and for me, it's not beneficial to lie about anything. So,
well, I think that, you know, that would make the world go round a lot easier if everyone had the same, you know.
I'm sorry, everything you just said, it sounds very muffled. I apologize.
No, if everyone had that same attitude, the world would go around a lot easier. So,